waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico. Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A knife attack at a school in northern France has left a teacher dead, two other people injured. The case is being handled by French anti-terror investigators. A suspect said by police to have shouted Allahu Akbar now being held. Israel's military giving civilians in Gaza advance warning of the coming storm.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the state of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel is determined to crush terrorism while Hamas urging civilians to ignore the Israeli evacuation warning. House Republicans still can't seem to get it together.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hardline who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Philadelphia, one police officer shot to death, a second officer wounded. A manhunt now underway. Shootings happened last night in the Philadelphia airport parking garage. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Oil! From director Kevin Sorbo comes Miracle in East Texas. During the Great Depression, two aging con men peddling shares and worthless oil wells find more than they're looking for.
Lotharians.
He's talking about you.
A tale of hope and redemption.
A true hand-to-God miracle is what it is.
Miracle in East Texas. Starring Kevin Sorbo, John Ratzenberger, Sam Sorbo, and Louis Gossett Jr. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters October 29th and 30th only. Go to MiracleInEastTexas.com.
In Germany, seven people are dead after a crowded minivan driven by a suspected human smuggler overturned.
There were 23 people packed into the minibus, including children, and the fact it was coming from the Austrian border made German police suspicious. There's recently been a reported increase in migrants smuggled through Austria, and Germany has stepped up checks on vehicles crossing from there and from Poland and the Czech Republic. But this vehicle apparently sped away when it saw police and then overturned as it pulled off the motorway. Seven died. The 16 injured were taken to hospital. Police say they believe the driver and the people smuggler were among the survivors.
The BBC's Paul Moss. Allies of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny say Russian authorities have detained three of his lawyers after raiding their homes. One ally says the raids are an attempt to completely isolate Navalny. News and analysis at townhall.com. Missouri regulators allowing a multi-state wind energy power line to pump up the voltage.
State regulators have given permission for the Grain Belt Express to expand to bring as much as 2,500 megawatts of power to Missouri. That's the equivalent of four nuclear power plants. The line previously was planned to provide 500 megawatts. Farmers and state lawmakers for years have pushed for more energy from the line to stay in state in exchange for the loss of land. The high-voltage power line will carry wind energy from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Jurors have convicted a Denver area police officer and acquitted another officer of charges in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Aurora police officer Randy Rodema was found guilty by the 12-person jury, criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. A Brewers ballpark deal clears a key state assembly vote.
An amended bill to fund American Family Field repairs passed the Assembly Committee on State Affairs Thursday. Milwaukee Democrat Christine Sinicki praised the deal.
As a Brewer fan, I'm thrilled.
The amendment cuts an administrative fee the state charges for local sales taxes. That'll save local governments millions of dollars over the term of the stadium lease. The measure has the support of Governor Tony Evers, and it's now ready for a vote in the full assembly. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Assembly voted Thursday on legislation that would prevent doctors in Wisconsin from prescribing gender-affirming medical treatments to minors. Waukesha Republican Scott Allen claims doctors are rushing to treat youth before they're ready.
The bill has been based on significant medical research and long-term clinical studies that question the rush to medical gender transition for minors.
Wisconsin Medical Society opposes the measure. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto it if it reaches his desk. He's also expected to veto a bill that would prevent transgender students from participating in boys' or girls' school sports teams. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says impeaching Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice is not off the table if she rules on legislative maps.
Voss says Justice Janet Protasiewicz needs to recuse herself from lawsuits challenging those maps.
The most important thing in our legal system is the ability to have stare decisis, where when a court makes a decision, every time a new person enters the court, you don't upset everything just because you have new people on the court.
Voss has argued that Protasiewicz can't fairly rule on the cases because she campaigned against them in her run for the state Supreme Court. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Three Milwaukee lawmakers abstained from a Thursday vote to condemn Hamas. State Assembly resolution was introduced by Madison Democrat Lisa Subic, who is Jewish. The resolution language condemned last week's attack against Israel by Hamas terrorists, which killed hundreds of innocent civilians of all ages. Milwaukee Democrat Representatives Ryan Clancy, Darren Madison, and Lakeisha Myers abstained from voting on the resolution, which was approved by all members who voted. And a Southeast Wisconsin tourist getaway receives a couple of honors. The city of Lake Geneva has been named the 43rd most romantic small town in the U.S. by the New York Travel Guides, and the travel magazine 50 Grand has also named Lake Geneva as the coolest small city in Wisconsin. Lake Geneva is home to a number of unique shops and restaurants and offers boat tours which highlight the town's rich history and lavish mansions along the lakeshore. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jane Hakenen, 68, of Prentice, passed away on October 8th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her devoted husband, Howard, by her children, Heike, Nikki, Kanan, and Cameron. Survived also by her grandchildren and by her dear friends. Memorial service to be held Friday, October 13th, at the Prentice First Baptist Church, located in Prentice, with Pastor Jordan Scott from the New Beginnings Church officiating. Visitation begins at 3 p.m. and continues until the service, starting at 4 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jane Hakenen, 68, Prentice. This is the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua, beloved mother and grandmother. Patricia is survived by her three children, Cynthia Leigh Naco, by David McMullen, and by Benton McMullen. Further survived by 8 grandchildren, by 15 great-grandchildren, and by 4 great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Pat will be held on Saturday, October 14th at Holy Family Catholic Church in Woodruff from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a funeral mass at 11 a.m., followed by the burial at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Arborvita. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
The best fall colors this weekend will be across the northern half of the state, but there's some decent color in many areas across the south half, too. We just need some cooperative weather, not starting out very pleasant at all. And this is a big hunting weekend with more hunting seasons opening up for pheasant, partridge, and quail, and also some of the fur-bearing hunting seasons open, and trapping seasons as well for fox and coyote and raccoon and bobcat. So good luck. Stay warm and dry. 10:30 to 12:30 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 4:30 till 5:30 later on this afternoon. And speaking of fishing, of course, the water temperatures on our lakes continue to go down through the 50s, and musky anglers are out in full force. Your major fish feeding periods for Saturday and Sunday will be around midday, so within an hour of noon. The minor fish feeding periods are in the evening hours. We've got a waning crescent moon. It's new tomorrow, so basically rising and setting the same time the sun rises and sets. And now sunrise time is after 7. Sunset time is around 6:30, so we're approaching that 11.5-hour length of day at this point. Twilight time is close to 6:30 in the morning and around 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, weather-wise, it's pretty wet today with rain and stiff northeast winds and temperatures holding in the 40s. Rain continues tonight with the strong wind. And then tomorrow we'll have clouds, could have a few light rain showers. Temperatures are in the 40s to near 50. North winds are at 12 to 25 miles an hour. Sunday we could see scattered sun, outside chance for a light shower. Certainly a much drier day with temperatures near 50 and north winds at about 8 to 16 miles per hour. And with this being my final outdoor report day, since I'm retiring after today, I want to thank the radio station and the staff for allowing me to be a part of the programming for all these years. It's been great. And of course, thank you to our listeners. Thank you very much. Take care. It's been a blast. With today's outdoor report, I'm Carl Klopotik.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, cloudy skies with widespread rain, high temperatures in the upper 40s, a breezy easterly winds increasing to 15 to 20. Then for tonight, rain still likely, a low temperature of 40. For Saturday, a chance for some showers, especially through midday, with highs up to 48. Breezy northeast winds at 10 to 20. For Sunday, looking to stay dry though, mostly cloudy up to 51. For Monday, mostly cloudy conditions with upper 40s for high temperatures, and at least some partial sunshine returning for your Tuesday up to 53. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 42.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football.
this week. Join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn Hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakenden and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us at 103.1 for the Schwarming and Butternut Mercer Co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs, announced by Steve Jetland. High School Football, brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball last night, Nick Castellanos became the first player to hit multiple homers in consecutive postseason games, leading the Phillies to a 3-1 win in Game 4 of their NL Division Series, knocking the 104-win Braves out of the playoffs for the second straight year. Phillies will host the Diamondbacks, making their first trip since 2007, on Monday night in Philadelphia, as the Phillies look to make another run at the franchise's first World Series title since 2008. The ALCS is all set. Rangers in Houston Sunday for their Game 1. NFL Thursday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes, 306 yards and a touchdown. Harrison Butker with four field goals. And the Chiefs hauled off the Broncos 19-8. It was the Chiefs' 16th straight win over their longtime AFC West rivals. Russell Wilson held to 95 yards passing with a touchdown and a pair of picks. This is SRN Sports. College football, Donovan Smith threw a 49-yard touchdown pass that was caught by Stephon Johnson just as time expired, and that gave Houston a thrilling 41-39 win over West Virginia last night. Preston Stone threw three touchdown passes. Jonathan McGill returned an interception for a toddy, and SMU beats ECU 31-10 in a defensive battle. The teams combined for 16 three-and-outs and 20 punts. Walt Garrison, who led the Big 8 in rushing for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, won a Super Bowl as a fullback with the Dallas Cowboys and competed as a rodeo cowboy, has died. A fifth-round draft choice, Garrison played 9 years in Dallas and retired in 1974 as the number three rusher and the number four receiver in franchise history. But his big sport was rodeo. Walt Garrison was 79 years old. This is SRN Sports.
The Phillies beat the best team in baseball to secure a spot in the National League Championship Series against Arizona. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Philadelphia edging the Braves 3-1 to win the best-of-five series 3-1. Nick Castellanos clubbing a pair of home runs for the second straight night to lead the way for the Phillies. Atlanta bows out of the postseason after winning 104 games during the regular season. Chiefs kicked off week 6 of the NFL season with a 19-8 win over the Broncos in Kansas City on Thursday night. Patrick Mahomes throwing for 306 yards and a touchdown. Chiefs won the 16th straight in that series. The Packers get the weekend off with their bye week. Then it's 12 straight weeks of football on the back end for Green Bay, starting with a game against the Broncos in Denver a week from Sunday. Heartland Trophy's on the line Saturday in Madison as the Iowa Hawkeyes face the Wisconsin Badgers in a 3 p.m. kick at Camp Randall. The Badgers can move 2 games in front of the Hawkeyes in the West Division standings with a victory. Wisconsin leads the series since the Heartland Trophy has been around, 10-7. Iowa won last year, though. Coach Luke Fickell.
I truly believe that respect the rival, you got to do a lot of work, and you got to understand when you're walking into something, you know, the history behind it and the meaning behind it, and, you know, what's going to be a little bit different in those games.
Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team improved to 5-0 with a 6-0 win over Minnesota State at LeBron Arena last night. Bucky jumped on top with a 5-goal first period tonight. Mark Johnson shooting for his 600th career win. The Badger men are on the road tonight, squaring off against Bemidji State. The Badgers swept Augustana last weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings.
No power play goals. We score 7 on the weekend. That's a good number for us, if that's something we can replicate on the 5-on-5 piece. And then obviously, I think the things that screams penalty killing was pretty good. And most of the time, your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender, and he was. But I thought our penalty killers did a pretty good job, too.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And taking a look at some local sports notes, the Merrillwood Conference Cross Country held yesterday. 10 teams involved in the Merrillwood Cross Country. It's all combined into one. There's no north and south. And on the boys' side yesterday, it was Phillips coming away with the team victory with a total of 34 points. Riblake Prentice coming in second, totaling 55. It was Marathon in third place with 103. Shawamigan fourth with 135. Stratford fifth. Assumption sixth. Athens seventh. Auburndale eighth. Edgar coming in ninth place. Individually, it was Phillips Gavin Esterholm winning the Merriwood Championship. Congratulations to him. Riblake Prentice's Zach Rieger coming in third place. Other top 20 finishers, James Vollendorf of Phillips coming in sixth place. It was Maverick Hoagland of Phillips coming in seventh. Riblake Prentice's Caleb Scott coming in eighth place. For Phillips, you had Julian Ellingen with a ninth place finish. Other top 20 had Phillips Arlo Barrett's with a 11th place finish. Shawamigan's top finisher was Robert Chinnebeck coming in 12th place. Riblake Prentice's Hinton Heckman finishing in the 13th slot. For Riblake Prentice, it was a 15th place finish for, I apologize because the printing actually came off my printer very, very small, so I apologize. Donovan Sutherland finished in 15th place for the Riblake Prentice squad and 16th place for Henry Rieger. And other top 20 finishers, Shawamigan had Jaden Oscar finishing in 19th place. And for Riblake Prentice, it was Elijah Scott coming in 20th. As Phillips wins the Merriwood Conference Team Championship. On the girls' side, Phillips also taking the team championship with a 46-point total. Remember, less is better in cross-country. Assumption comes in second. It was Shawamigan coming in third with 99. Stratford in fourth. Marathon in fifth. Auburndale sixth. Athens seventh. Abbotsford eighth. Edgar ninth. And Riblake Prentice girls coming in 10th. Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan, congratulations. A conference championship as she finishes in first place. It was Leah Harper of Phillips coming in the number 3 spot. Meredith Murlock of Phillips grabs the number 5 slot. Sarah Knack of Phillips comes in 7th place. Other top 20 qualifiers from our area schools include Riblake Prentice's Kylie Orvian. She finished in 11th place for Phillips. It was a 14th place finish for Addie Gabe. Shawamigan's Addison Boblick comes in the number 16 spot. Other top 20 finishers included Maddie Ernst of Shawamigan coming in at number 17. And for Phillips, it was Callum Pesco, finishing in 19th. And 20th place finish for Ruby McCormick, a conference championship for the Phillips boys and girls cross-country teams. On the JV side, it was Riblake Prentice winning the boys' side. And coming in second was Phillips, Shawamigan third, and Marathon in fourth. And on the girls' JV side, it was Phillips completing the clean sweep of the day with a team victory. Complete results of all of those, 98QCountry.com under the Sports Score tab. You can click and see all the results from the Merriwood event yesterday. The Butternut volleyball team last night, the Midgets, won over an undefeated Drummond Lumberjills team. The Midgets took a set to get into the game, but once they did, they were fine. They lost the first one 17-25. And they won the second set 22-25, but they rallied back to win the third 25-16, 25-9, and won the final 115-10. Big leaders for the night for Butternut, Kendra Pritzel with 16 kills, and Jersey Polinchek with 16 assists. The dynamic duo were on fire as Jersey led the team with ace services, and Ivy Popowski led with some very tough digs, according to Coach Pritzel. Josie Wagner had a couple of huge blocks also for the Midgets, and this was a whole team effort and a nice victory. The Butternut girls received a fourth seed for tournament play, and they will host LCO Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, at the Butternut Gymnasium. The Butternut JV volleyball team finished out their season with a win over Drummond, 25-14, 25-18. And 15-12. The Lakeland varsity volleyball team, They fell to Stratford last night. Stratford last night, 3-0. And in soccer action, it was Lakeland with a 7-0 victory in boys soccer over Anago. Sports archives and much more all at 98qcountry.com. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will join us at 9 o'clock to talk a little Packers. And with the Packers off, we'll talk a little Brewers and Badgers, too. Mike joins us at 9 this morning. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
I got on 2 pairs of Spanx right now. I can't breathe. I put on 1 pair. I had a hole in. I thought I had a tumor, you know. Like, there's one man has no idea what I'm talking about. If you don't know what Spanx are, that means your wife is skinny and we don't like her. In Jesus' name. But, yeah, this is the thing. I gave up Spanx in Afghanistan. That's because that's where you should give up Spanx. If you've never walked through the Afghanistan sand in a pair of Spanx, let's just say I have a rash that the government is still trying to identify.
Beautiful Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th being unlucky is just superstition.
It's okay. I'll just throw some salt over your shoulder to make it better.
King Friday the 13th.
13's an unlucky number, right?
It is a national holiday in our minds.
Now we are so happy we do the dance of joy!
Anywho's, let's go do this.
Eras movie opened today in Los Angeles, and it premiered to thousands of fans at a giant mall. That's how powerful Taylor is. In 2023, she can get people to a mall.
I'm making a declaration. Let's go get wasted.
Now, who can argue with that?
Sure, old-time hockey.
Like Eddie Shore.
Yeah.
Hey, shoots and scores.
All I see is you. And that's the trouble with the heart.
Hey, it's the weekend.
We're going to have the time of our lives.
98Q Country.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Stop saying
Country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
AQ Country at 7:46. How you doing? We got a wet one. We got a windy one today and tomorrow, and some better stuff for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it looks like. But I hope you got outside and did some stuff the last couple of days. It was actually a couple of nice days to be out and about moving around. But we're going to see 40. I see the temperature has actually slipped a little bit here. We started at 46 this morning. We're down to 42. They're telling us that 46 will be the high today, but we may have already seen that. That might be it. So periods of rain, there is no mention of the S word for today. I'm not guaranteeing anything. Overnight lows tonight will drop down to only about where we're at. I mean, just one of those stretches where temperatures are just going to not vary much up and down, maybe only 2 to 3 degrees in temperature variance over the next 48 hours or so. We'll talk with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. We're going to talk a little Packers. He wants to talk a little Brewers, maybe even a little Badgers, as the Packers have the week off. Not a whole lot going on there. So we'll get hooked up with him at 9 o'clock here this morning. It is Friday the 13th. If you are superstitious about that today, just stay home. I guess just stay away from mirrors and the salt and all that other stuff. Today's also World Egg Day today. Eggs are pretty incredible things, aren't they, when you think about it? They're pretty amazing. So we celebrate the Egg Day today. It's also International Skeptics Day today. But whatever you want to be skeptical about, it's easy to be that way with artificial intelligence and people just putting stuff out on social media that they just do it just to get clicks. They get the clicks, they get the cash, and then the information just sticks out there. It's not right. So Being skeptical is not necessarily a bad thing, as long as you don't go too far with it. We got high school football tonight. Our teams will be challenged out in the elements tonight with the wind and the rain. With what do we got here? We got Northwood Solon Springs coming here to Park Falls tonight. It's a good Northwood Solon Springs team. I believe they've only lost one game this year, and that was to Phillips. I know they've only lost one conference game. So 7 o'clock tonight will be a good challenge for the Screaming Eagles. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team tonight. We'll have it for you on 103.1 tonight. And then the Phillips Loggers, they're going to be up in Washburn. They're going to try to grasp and secure the conference championship all to themselves tonight. And they'll do that up in Washburn. We'll have that for you with Jeff and the boys right here on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. As far as other sports goes, nothing. Packers are off. We're going to get Bucks basketball going in another, a week from Thursday, I think, or so, with the regular season. There is a book signing going on tomorrow. Carlo Kumpula wrote a book called Destination Spooner Sectional Basketball, 1972 to 1990. We talked with him, a great interview we had. It's posted at 98Q Country Facebook page. He's going to be at the Fifield Historical at the big museum there in Fifield, at the Lewis A. Koenig Research Center, tomorrow from 10:30 to noon to talk about it. He'll have his book. He'll even sign the book for you, too, down there tomorrow in Fifield. And Butternut Commons got a big craft fair. It'll be a great day tomorrow to be inside. So go to the Butternut Commons. Let's pack that place. Make it a huge event for them. 10 to 3 tomorrow. There will be concessions. There will be all kinds of the kindergartners got a bake sale. It's just going to be a fun small town little get together with a lot of people, I'm sure, at the Butternut School Commons. And that's going on tomorrow from 10 until 3. Also tomorrow, I think the kids and the family will enjoy the fire prevention open house. This is going on at the Park Falls Fire Station tomorrow. Again, you're inside. It's 9 to 3. Jake and Diane and the folks at State Farm are going to provide a free lunch. Yeah, nice. And there's educational activities for all ages, and you can meet and greet with the Park Falls Police Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Service. That's tomorrow here in Park Falls at the fire station. A couple reminders for you from 98Q. Get to a little more news just after 8 o'clock here this morning. Again, we saw 46 when we came in this morning. We're at 42 degrees now.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side. While you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. Now at its lowest price ever, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 Smart Bed is only $880, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your adventure destination. Discover a wide selection of adventure clothing, now including Dickies work and casual wear, and outfit your little adventurers with kids' winter essentials by Arctics. Enjoy 25% off remaining hunting gear. Our store also features a wide range of hockey and figure skates, as well as cross-country ski equipment and snowshoe rentals, all conveniently located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Get ready for your next adventure with us at Silly Goose Silent Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, cloudy skies with widespread rain, high temperatures in the upper 40s, a breezy easterly winds increasing to 15 to 20. Then for tonight, rain still likely, a low temperature of 40. For Saturday, a chance for some showers, especially through midday, with highs up to 48. Breezy northeast winds at 10 to 20. For Sunday, looking to stay dry though, mostly cloudy up to 51. for Monday, mostly cloudy conditions with upper 40s for high temperatures and at least some partial sunshine returning for your Tuesday up to 53. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 42.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night, I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights. Every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me. Walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, will they see you? Cause girl, I got you by my side. Every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me, with me. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone, hell no. I went wheels up